Welcome to Reset Your Mindset with Angie Z. I'm super excited to have you here today to share inspirational stories from entrepreneurs around the world that provide you with valuable lessons and mindset strategies to enable you to play the game of life your way. I'm super, super excited to share with you some valuable information. I know you'll all get a lot of enjoyment and value from what we're going to talk about tonight. So the topic is narcissism, and we're talking to the fabulous Isaiah McKimmy, who is a couples therapist and a sexologist and has been for over a decade. So welcome, Isaiah.
Thank you so much. So great to be here.
Oh, I'm really excited to have you here because I think, you know, this topic is quite common these days, not only in a romantic situation, but also in the workplace. We're finding a lot of, and it tends to be, it's not to say women aren't, but it tends to be a lot of successful males once they reach that certain level. Narcissism is quite prevalent today. So, you know, obviously we're going to talk though around your expertise in the relationship side of things. So tell us a little bit about what is a narcissist to begin with?
Yeah, so I'm kind of from the school that we don't label the person, we label the behaviour. And okay. We can kind of see narcissistic behaviour on a bit of a scale, to be honest. We all have narcissistic tendencies. Some of us will have them more than others. And as we get to kind of the pointy end of the scale, if you like, at some point we would kind of call someone a narcissist, or, you know, say they have narcissistic personality traits. And then there's kind of a line that isn't a defined line, but that is when we'd say someone has narcissistic personality disorder. And that's when they really display a lot of the behaviors that we see that go with narcissism, and often really struggle in their personal relationships because of that.
So what are some of the common traits of a narcissist or narcissistic behaviour?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we all probably know narcissists or have an idea of what they would be like. And, you know, and there's some pretty, let's say, famous narcissists around at the moment.
Right.
You know, in media, let's say, maybe even politics, yes. Dare I say that.
Yes.
A narcissist is, you know, they're really someone who comes across as quite grandiose and self-important. They often talk about themselves. They seem very confident. But here's the thing, it's always about them and yes. their needs. So they'll always find a way to bring the conversation back to them or a way that they've been wronged. They often struggle to take responsibility for the way that their behaviour could be better, and they often lack empathy as well. That's a really key trait of a narcissist. They can't have empathy for other people because it's all about them and their needs. I think something that often gets missed about narcissists is that underneath all of this, they actually have an incredibly fragile, sensitive sense of self. So they actually, at their core, they would never admit this, and they often really don't have the kind of self-awareness to acknowledge this, because narcissism is a coping strategy for not feeling good about themselves. So they often don't see it themselves, but, you know, they'll be particularly sensitive to criticism, always, you know, blaming other people to protect their own sense of self and their own kind of very fragile ego.
Wow, that's quite fascinating, actually, to think of it as a coping strategy.
Yeah.
And the fact that they, like you said, very grandiose, very confident, ridiculously confident, the ones I've met, you would never, ever for a second believe they have any self-doubt, let alone are fragile in any sense.
Look, exactly.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, you mentioned a lot of men particularly in, you know, in successful positions, we would kind of see them as narcissists. And, you know, I guess it's that thing that, you know, we all have these traits, and often some of these traits can be kind of healthy because, you know, we all like someone who is confident and sure of themselves.
Oh, definitely.
attracted to those kind of men in relationships as well. And, you know, they can be very charming and even romantic and charismatic. But the longer you spend with a narcissist, often the cracks start to show with them.
Yeah, so explain that to us. What are some of the cracks that begin to show when you're dating a narcissist or you're in a relationship long term?
Yeah, and so whenever I'm talking about a narcissist, you know, keep in mind again that there is this scale.
Yes.
And it's really about kind of assessing where this person is on the scale. The more narcissistic tendencies they show, the more these things are going to show up and the more difficult it's going to be in a relationship with them.
Mm.
Narcissists, they are all about themselves,
yes.
Right? So it's all about them feeling good mm-hmm. about themselves. And, you know, that's part of why they can be quite charming. It's almost like a bit of a hook to get you in so you adore them and give them attention and they get to feel good about themselves. But ultimately that's still about them
yes.
and their needs.
Yeah.
They can't always consider mm-hmm. your needs and have empathy for your needs
yes.
as well. They often think that they need preferential and really special treatment.
Right.
You know, so they'll break the rules or try to get things free. They will also often push your boundaries, right?
Yes.
There's like a sense of entitlement. And again, it's about their needs. So they'll do whatever they can to get their needs met without really caring about yours.
So, yeah, just on that, actually, it's a really good point. Why do they have to inflict so much pain, in a sense, and, you know, push a boundary? Is it about mind games, or is it just being able to hurt someone and not feel anything? Like, what is the purpose of that?
I think the thing to remember, really almost about any human being, but particularly for these kind of personality traits and, you know, at that other end of the scale, personality disorders, is that a lot of this is happening unconsciously.
Right.
They're not necessarily trying to hurt someone else. They're actually just not able to see outside of themselves because they have so much going on within them, because they're trying to constantly make themselves feel better about themselves, get their needs met, kind of feel okay in the world, that they just can't see outside of that. So they're not necessarily doing it on purpose, although they can come across as manipulative and actually ultimately sometimes quite abusive they're not getting those needs met. But again, it is a coping strategy. It's them trying to feel good about themselves, and unfortunately that leads to hurting other people.
Yeah, so like, if, for example, if something they said was very hurtful to someone and was a personal criticism and they saw that person cry, do they get actual satisfaction out of that?
They just actually feel quite justified
right.
in it.
Okay.
Like, they would never do anything wrong. I think this is that trait of the narcissist, one, not being able to have empathy, but also not being able to take responsibility.
Mm.
So they would feel absolutely justified in what they're doing. You know, a narcissist, though, who can take responsibility or who kind of recognises their behaviour afterwards, will often feel quite awful about things afterward.
Right.
Like, they'll look back on their behaviour and think, oh, my God, what was I doing? But at the time, they're actually not able to see clearly and think clearly and to regulate their own emotions and their own behaviours. So they'll kind of lash out in this narcissistic rage and feel just absolutely justified in it. But for those narcissists who, you know, who do have some self-reflection and want to take response, or who are able, I should say, to take responsibility, can actually feel quite bad about that afterwards.
Mm. So like you said, though, it's dependent on that scale, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as to how extreme their behaviour is. So yes. Where does this behaviour stem from, and how does one develop such a personality?
Yeah, so all of these kind of personality traits, personality disorders, and mental health issues often start in childhood.
Mm.
So it has to do with what we call our attachment history,
right?
The kinds of relationships we had with our primary caregivers as very, very young children and babies. That wires our brain in certain ways, and that sets us up to have particular patterns throughout our life. For some of us, it will make us more susceptible to anxiety and depression. For other people, it might come out in something like borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, or more narcissistic traits. So all of this really kind of gets wired in to us as children. Once we kind of get to a personality disorder or a more extreme end of the scale, it is incredibly difficult to work with. Having said that, our brains are plastic our whole lives, and the way we do relationships, the way we learn to manage emotions can change with a lot of work.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So if someone meets someone that, you know, we talk about love bombing, which the narcissistic behavior is renowned for, where they're constantly contacting someone at the start and, you know, like you said, being all grandiose and confident and charming, saying all the right things and constantly texting them and wanting to see them. And then after that period, what, you know, like what are some signs that we need to look out for when we're potentially out there in the dating sphere and dating different people, meeting different people? What are some things we can look out for early on?
Yeah, so that, you know, that love bombing, as you describe it, you know, it can feel really great. And I always say to be careful of that. I was asked to answer some questions recently about unavailable men.
Oh, yes.
And I think that we need to look out for, one, both unavailable partners, but also partners who are too available in those early periods, because that's often a little bit of a red flag that they can be hot and cold. You know, we want to look for a healthy level of connection and communication. And I know that that can be hard to kind of discern when we're in that really early passionate stage, but it's just something to kind of be aware of as well. Yeah, so also start to notice how they are with other people. You know, do they bring the conversation back to themselves, or are they able to ask about other people and seem to have empathy and care for other people as well? Yes. How do they talk about other people? Narcissists will often put other people down. It's always everyone else's fault.
I have noticed that. Yeah. Everyone else is crazy and psychotic and got issues and they're perfect.
Exactly. You know, it's so funny, isn't it? When we hear these traits of a narcissist, we're often like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. It brings back memories.
Yeah. Like I said, we've all met a narcissist. We all know a narcissist.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, like I said, you know, they're actually saying it is on the increase, believe it or not. But, particularly around men. So, you know, if you are dating potentially or even in the workplace, it can be quite interesting to navigate narcissistic behaviour. So,
yes.
We talked about some of the traits then to look out for, but can you tell us a little bit about why it can be difficult for one to either A, get over having a relationship with someone with narcissistic behaviour, or being able to leave that relationship? What are some of the issues that men and women face? Because I have met men that have had women that have been showing these narcissistic traits too.
Absolutely. This is not, you know, there are certainly trends in mental health and percentages, but it's never limited to one gender.
Yes.
So in order to answer that question, there's really kind of two things I want to talk about. And firstly, it is who is attracted to narcissists and who's likely to get into relationships with narcissists to begin with.
Okay.
Because these are often codependent people who are overgivers, caretakers, and people with low self-esteem. So being in a relationship with a narcissist at first can often feel great because it kind of props us up as well.
Mm.
You know, a narcissist sees themselves as perfect, and so they want someone perfect in their life as well, and they'll often project that image onto us. They'll want to share us with our friends as the perfect person.
Right.
The perfect person has found the perfect person.
Yes. Okay.
And having someone, we spoke about it. It's like they kind of give to us so that they get our attention and adoration. And that can often feel really great, someone who's giving things to us, especially, again, it's often these people who are codependent, overgiving, and have low self-esteem who are attracted to a narcissist. So, you know, and I can see that this is, in a lot of ways part of why I have been attracted to narcissists in the past. I've always been quite shy and I'm such an introvert.
Yes.
and have struggled with my own confidence for a really long time. So being with someone who was of the party, who was very confident and outgoing, felt really amazing. And, you know, none of us, especially people who have codependent traits, like to break up with someone.
Right. Okay.
So that's the first thing for us to kind of recognize that there is a type who often is attracted to narcissists and the need for us to kind of look at ourselves. And, I say that to anyone in a relationship. It all starts with looking at us. Why are we attracted to someone? What had us be in relationship with this person to begin with? And then the other thing to look at to answer that question is that, you know, narcissists don't take criticism or rejection very well.
Yes. Right.
At all. So they will often make it very, very difficult for someone to leave. They will blame the other person. They'll often manipulate, play on low self-esteem, tell you you're wrong, you're making a mistake, guilt trip you into staying, kind of go into rage or even tears about how, you know, you should love them or you need to love them. And as often as we, you know, we have these tendencies that can have us be in a relationship with the narcissist to begin with, as that relationship has progressed, we've often slowly had our boundaries and our confidence, and our self-esteem uprooted even further.
Correct.
Who am I without them? You know, we can think that we need this person or we'll never find someone else or that there's something wrong with us.
Mm-hmm. So that's obviously a big challenge for people, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Depending on the scale, when someone's at the pointy end of the scale, it's so difficult to have a healthy relationship with the narcissist. They're often also very, as much as they'll not want you to leave, narcissists can often have commitment issues.
Yes.
Just not able to really form healthy relationships. There can be, infidelity.
Yes.
In those relationships, and you know, and they'll find ways to justify it.
Okay.
So it is. It can be. I don't know, it can be quite difficult and quite challenging. One, deciding to leave, but then also perhaps deciding that there's enough good in them or they're towards the other end of the scale that you want to stay.
Okay. So what if if the decision has been made by the person who's showing the narcissistic traits for them, like they want to end the relationship? How does that then impact the person that didn't actually, you know, maybe see it coming, or there was no argument, or there was no actual event around it? Like, it just kind of overnight they said, no, that's it. So how does that impact someone?
Yeah, absolutely, because it can, you know, it can be really difficult. One minute they seem to be showing us so much love.
Mm-hmm.
They're going completely over the top for you, and then they're just not available anymore. And that's, again, often a protection so that they don't have to face the intimacy and can keep kind of propping themselves up.
Mm.
I think if you have found yourself in a relationship with a narcissist, or find yourself in a relationship with a narcissist,
yes,
go and see a therapist, talk to someone about this, work out what it is that had you be attracted to them, if they have broken up with you, to try to find ways to move on from that, because it is going to be difficult for them to have a long-term committed relationship. And if they've already broken up with you, they're probably not the kind of person that you're looking for. As painful as that can be, and as much good as you might see in them, I would really recommend getting the support of a therapist who can help, you know, cover some of these issues in more detail, but help you work out your part of it as well. Yes. And also give you some really good coping strategies for either moving on, for not choosing a narcissist again in future, or manage being in a relationship with someone who has some narcissistic tendencies, if that's you at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, really good advice there. Definitely, definitely. And just one last question to finish off. So what is the motive, or what do they like? Because obviously they're operating from an ego-based mentality constantly, you know, if they're always on the go, constantly changing their life, their partners, all of that sort of thing, they can't be committed, they're cheating on you or what have you. So what is their motive for having to do that all the time? Is it purely just to prop themselves up and make themselves feel better, like, okay, I've been with this person 6 months, I'm done, next? Like, what is their motive for that, having various relationships?
So, again, this is really unconscious behavior, narcissist wouldn't, a true narcissist wouldn't be able to articulate or to acknowledge it.
Right.
Narcissists' behaviors are really based on satisfying this fragile sense of self, propping it up, feeling good about themselves, and avoiding rejection, criticism, people disagreeing with them. So the moving on in relationships, as often as they perhaps start to sense that you are not adoring them the way you used to anymore, they don't want to face that. And the thing about true narcissist is it's like a hole that can never be filled. Yes. No amount of attention, admiration, telling them how great they are, all of that is often never enough, because it's something so deeply embedded in them and in their psyche that it's almost impossible to feel. So it's almost like, imagine someone constantly running on a treadmill trying to like fill this hole within themselves that they just never can, without getting off that treadmill, having the awareness to get off that treadmill and to seek help around it, to recognize what they're doing, and to have enough empathy, which is, I think, enough empathy and enough self-responsibility. And for me, they're some of the keys around, do you want to stay with the narcissist or not? Are you a narcissist or not?
Yes.
Is there enough empathy and self-awareness to want to do something about it? And then is there the willingness to really, really work on this? Again, depending on where they are in the scale, as you get up towards one end of the scale, it's going to be increasingly difficult.
Yeah. So basically, advice moving forward for all of us is, you know, to, I guess, be aware of some of the behaviours of narcissists that they display, but also it's about us managing ourselves and our boundaries, and also realising that, again, this is unconscious behaviour, they're not likely to change. And just being really mindful and aware of that and our interactions with others before we get into serious relationship.
Exactly. And that's, you know, recognizing that it's unconscious behavior isn't to justify it or to feel sorry for them and, oh my gosh, you know, I should stay. It's not their fault. Really, really check out within yourself. Okay, what is it? What is it about me and my relationship patterns that have attracted me to this person? What is it that makes it hard for me to leave?
Yes.
Why is it that I allow my boundaries to be overstepped or believe them when they say something nasty about me? And, you know, and if you are with a narcissist who has been abusive, you know, particularly physically abusive, for me, that's a really hard line.
Yes.
You don't stay in that relationship.
I agree. I mean, emotional abuse is one thing, and that can be just as damaging, but physical is quite another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Isaiah, this evening. It's been great talking to you. And like I said, I know you're going to help many, many people with this information.
Oh, thank you so much, Angelina.
Thank you for listening to The Movement, where we help you shift your heart and mind to excel in every area of your life. We appreciate any comments and your support. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe to our latest updates on angelinazimmerman.com.